Yes, he was with me.
Miss Jesus so much.
We're
still winding up. The spirit of God and his works of righteousness. Spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. And at the same time, we introduce. And we introduce. The right Christ and his church. And the false Christ and their churches.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
But
in this journey.
We
began to see the seal of God and the seal of the devil.
That
reached us to see many things.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. When we last ended, as we saw the second seal, on the seal of the devil, the number 666.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
We
saw the devil responsible over the first six. Jezebel is responsible over the second six. And she passed to be the mother of all the adulterers, those who forsake the Lord, and those who are in the body, and the mother of all abominations. She sits on the beast we still studying up to now.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
We
see her within the fourth beast, that known as the Roman Empire.
We
are about to begin officially to see the third six. That responsible over by the false prophets.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So
today
we're going to
be moving on and
we're
winding up that part
of
the fourth beast.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
We
headed to see its image.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
We
want to see today how church was moved on to be exchanged.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. We shift from the church of the 3 days. But we last ended as we understood it. The heading you're to write is like this. It ended yesterday saying, the beasts. The fourth beast, the kingdom of the Romans, Roman Empire, and its image,
Roman Catholic Church.
How they exchanged the church to shift from the one of the 3 days, which is in the people, the children of God, to get in a building.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
What
we move on to see today. But as we see it,
they are
going to begin to look into the third six.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Praise
the Lord Jesus. In ending, we told you that all the works of the devil of blaspheming the temple of God
is
now given to Jezebel seated on the beast.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's begin from here today in Revelation 13.
Revelation
13 from verse 3. Revelation 13 from verse 3.
Nenda mumutwe gumu kumitwe jayo nga kufumitiddwa okufa. N'ekiwundu ekyokufa ne kiwona. N'ensi zonna ne zigoberera ensolo eyo nga zeewuunya. Ne basinza ogusota kubanga gwawe ensolo obuyinza bwayo. Ne basinza ensolo nga boogera nti ani afaanana ng'ensolo era ani ayinza okulwana nayo. N'eweebwa akamwa akoogera ebikulu n'obuvuuzi. N'eweebwa obuyinza okumala emyezi 42. N'eyasamya akamwa kaayo okuvvoola Katonda, okuvvoola erinnya lye n'eweema ye.
Yes, he was with
praise him. Jesus so much.
And so,
this beast,
Roman Empire,
that known as the Roman Empire, and its image, that known as the Roman Catholic.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
We've
heard that authority
n'entebe
and the throne
n'amaanyi
gonna and all the power
sitaani yeyagiwa
the devil gave it to it
era abantu baasinza sitaani oyo
people worship that devil
wamu n'ensolo eyo
together with that beast
ate ensolo eno
and that beast
ewebwa emirimu egy'okuvvoola
is given works of blasphemy
nga mukuvvoola okwo
and that blasphemy
mulimu okuvvoola yeekaalu ya mukama
it was to blaspheme the temple of God
yeyazimba ku nnaku essatu
that he built in 3 days
okugiwaanisa okugizza mu kizimbe
exchange it put in a building
okugiggya mu bantu
to shift it from the people
oba mu baana ba Katonda
or from the children of God
yesu yeebazibwe
praise Jesus
atudde ku nsolo
one seated on a beast
yamanyidwa nga Jezebel
is the one known as Jezebel.
Yes, he was born.
Praise Jesus so much.
Wetugenda mu kulikuwa 17.
We get to Revelation 17.
Olinyoroksa.
Verse 3.
Atunyonyola bwati.
Explains this to us.
Okubikulirwa sura ya 17 n'olunyiriri lwa 3.
Revelation 17 verse 3.
Natwala mudongo mu moyo. Nenda mu mukazi ngatudde ku nsali myufu. Ngejjudde amanya ag'obuvuzi. Ngirine mito 17. Namayembe 10. Omukazi ngayamba dorugoyo olwefulungu n'olumyufu era nayonjebwa ne zaabu n'amayinja ag'omuwendo omungi ne luulu ng'alina mu mukono gwe ekikompe ekya zaabu ekijjudde emizizo y'empitambi ey'obwenzi bwe.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus so much.
Agenda ya Satan.
The agenda of the devil.
Yajuwa Jezebel atudde ku nsolo.
Even to Jezebel seated on the beast.
Malaika yasoko kwa neegatta ku Satan.
The first fallen angel to fall and join on the devil.
Inga twasimye nga tuulidde.
But we read and we heard.
Jezebel yono.
That this Jezebel.
Yasalawo okwekolera ekifaananyi ne yeefuula Maria.
Decided to make an image of herself and she appeared as Mary.
Okulabikira mu kifaananyi kya Roman Empire.
To appear in the image of the Roman Empire.
Ekimanyiddwa nga Roman Catholic Church.
Known as the Roman Catholic Church.
Era nga ye yagenda mu maaso n'okubanga atuukiriza emirimu gya Satan.
And he moved on to go on fulfill the works of the devil.
Ne kati akyagenda mu maaso.
And up now she's moving on.
Ng'egimu ku egyo.
And some of those.
Y'egy'okuvvoola yeekaalu ya Mukama.
Blasphemy the temple of God.
Ya Mukama waffe Yesu.
Of the Lord Jesus.
Y'eyazimbira mu nnaku essatu.
Which he built in 3 days.
Y'eyokutambuliranga mu ffe abaana ba Katonda.
Moves in us the children of God.
N'agikyusa n'agizzaayo mu kizimbe.
Put it back in the building.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Then we will be able to follow the things we have done.
How much blasphemy things done.
Ngabu ogendo okubira.
Just as you're going to be seeing them.
Se ekikompe ekyo kyolaba Jezebel kyakutte.
Now the cup you see Jezebel holding.
Si kikopo kino ekyabulijjo.
Not a physical cup.
Wabula mwemuli program
zonna. But in it is all the programs.
Kurani zonna eza Satan.
All the plans of the devil.
Ezebyo ebyomuzizo byonna
all the abominations
n'obutali butuukirivu bwonna
every unrighteousness
obulina okukolebwa
which is meant to be done.
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga kungulu kirabika nga zaabu
on top it appears like gold
kitegeeza nti kungulu kisobola okulabika nga ekinyirira ddala
on top it can appear as clean and smart
naye nga munda mujjudde obuvuzi
inside is filled with abominations
naye bikora byonna ebitali bya
and all works of unrighteousness
mujjudde okwehombeeka n'okwegonzagonza
of humility and acting gentle
kungulu kuno
on the top
naye nga munda
but inside
ebijjuddemu butali butuukirivu
it is all unrighteousness
so Jezebel
now Jezebel
yeefuula Maria
is one who appears as Mary
yatuukiriza emirimu gy'okuvvoolera ddala yeekaalu.
Fulfills the works of blasphemy the temple.
Kubanga twasomyo nga tuwulidde.
For we ended yesterday as we heard.
Nti Satani bwe yagobebwa mu ggulu.
When the devil was chased from heaven.
N'asalawo okuggulawo olutalo.
He started to wage a war.
Kubakwata amateeka ga Katonda.
Those holding on the commands of God.
N'obujulwa bwa Mukama waffe
Yesu. The testimony of the Lord Jesus.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye olw'okuba twawulidde nti era Satani yasibibwa.
But because we heard the devil was bound.
Ate twalabye obuyinza yali yabukola transfer.
And we saw he had transferred the authority.
Era n'emirimu gye yalina okukola n'abantu.
Works was meant to do it dedicated to them to someone.
Okusinzira ku bikulibwe sura ne 12.
Revelation 12.
Onyure 17.
Verse 17.
Bogera wero
they speak like this.
Ku bikulibwe sura ya 12 n'olunyiriri lwa 17.
Revelation 12:7.
Okusota ne kusunguwalira omukazi ne kugenda okulwana n'ab'omuzadde lye abaasigalawo abakwata ebiragiro bya Katonda. era abalina okutegeeza kwa Yesu.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
The Satan,
that the devil is chased from heaven. And the battle was waged to fight those holding on the commands of God. And the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
But
as we've told you, that this work
gave
it to Jezebel, whom he handed the throne to, the one seated on the beast. Mostly the fourth beast we speak in all, that known as the Roman Empire, that which made its image, that known as the Roman Catholic Church. And even Jezebel,
who
too made an image of herself, and they made an image for her appearing as Mary, just as the secrets we had on all in the scriptures.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
And
it happened like that, that to fight the commands of God and the testimony of the Lord Jesus, we first speak like this. In the laws of God, at this time as we speak of the temple, there was a temple which was commanded, just as the one of Moses was.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That which was changed by the Lord Jesus, and he put in the one of 3 days as the testimony of Christ
is.
Right now, both of them were fought to fight the temple as it was commanded by Moses, that it wasn't done. Even the one of the testimony of the Lord Jesus of the 3 days, he is not the one they are still building. Now they have something of themselves they are building, that called the temple. But this involves fighting the testimony of Christ. But the Lord Jesus, when he spoke of the temple, he said, you're not accepted to swear of the temple.
But
when you swear the temple, you even swear that God who sits in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I don't know if
you understood what they tried to say. For the Lord Jesus, his temple makes up heavens and earth.
And
because we are in his image, he sent his spirit in us, that we can be temples of his Holy Spirit. Are we together?
Yes,
we praise Jesus.
Now,
what they did is this. They fought what he did. The temple he built of 3 days, that we see in John 2, and what refused them in Matthew 23, not to swear the temple, that too they made people swear it. Now you know you swear the Catholic Church. It was written direct.
That
when you swear the temple, you swear even the God in it.
Now,
what they did exactly what he refused.
Because
they are there to fight the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus.
Let's read
that in Matthew,
so
that you understand those words. Matthew 23:16.
Matayo esole ya vili mwesatu, orunjiru wa kumina mukaga.
Matthew 23:16.
Ziri basanga mwe, abasala bazibe wa maso. Abagamba anti, buli anala ilanga yekaro, nga sichi intu. Na ye buli anala ilanga ezabu, eyomu yekaro, nga zizo musango. Mwabasiru, era bazibe wa maso. Kubanga echikira, obukulu chibuwa. Ezabu, oba yekaro, etukuze ezabu. Oba mugamba anti, omuntu bw'anaala iranga ekyoto nga si kintu. Naye buli anaala iranga ekitone ekiriko nga zizza omusango. Mwabazibe b'amaaso, kubanga ekikira obukulu kiriwa. Ekitone oba ekyoto ekitukuza ekitone. Naye alayira ekyoto alayira kyo ne byonna ebiriko. Naye alayira yeekaalu alayira yo n'oyo atuula omwo.
He swears the temple. He swears the temple and the one seated in it. God
does
this see temples built by human hands. What is in that temple?
And do
you know why?
St. Peter Basilica in Vatican.
St. Peter Basilica in Vatican.
You are not going.
You're not going to go record when they are electing a pope.
They
are there with who?
You have
to swear that temple.
Now,
what surprises most of the things?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Is
the work of the devil.
Jezebel, with
Jezebel governs.
As
she came to appear as Mary.
Fighting
the commands of God.
And
the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
They
fight it so much.
God
says you shouldn't swear a temple.
But
when you swear the
temple, you
swear even the God seated in it.
The
demon seated in the temple. Now, when you swear out there,
what
have you studied? What do you study after, before? Catechism and all those other studies. After you finish, you start, you swear what? You swear the Catholic Church.
I didn't know you were a Protestant.
The Protestant, you end up swearing and you head in
it.
Those all this well. They come
to
make them was, the two of them, the Catholics and the Protestants. Who remembers? None of you was there. Who was there, you remember? You don't fear.
You
have to swear
it. If you
finish the studies of the Protestants,
you
still swear the Catholic Church. You include it.
And
you even swear the God within it. People who were there, where are you?
You don't want
to serve God? You're finished?
I've
seen someone raise their hand. Maybe she remembers. Praise Jesus, brethren. Me, I was a Protestant. But there's a prayer they pray, and it says that I believe God Father Almighty. But in ending it, and they say, and even the one church of all people which spreads all the world. That's how the Protestants
speak.
And that one church spreading everywhere is what? Who remembers how they wind it up? Okay, let's leave that. If you remember it, you will tell us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They told us, if you swear the temple,
you
even swear the God who sits in it. Now our living God says, doesn't live in temples built by human
hands.
What is in those temples? And friends, these beliefs existing in the religions. And these buildings called church, what? And who are in those buildings? And those who appear as Jesus, are they the real Jesus? Is it the real Jesus or it's another Jesus? For Jesus says, there will be coming many false Christs. They will appear like him. And you can find
them
at the same place. They are praising Jesus. And you think they are on the real Jesus.
You
think the false Christ, when are they praised? Everyone prays
that
Jesus, that they are on the real Jesus.
Now,
you know, in salvation,
we've
been saying we don't swear the temple,
for
we confess salvation.
But
what threatening?
That
still we called it the house of God,
and
we chased ourselves from that position.
tuzimbe nyumba ya Mukama.
And we build the house of God, the building.
Ekintu kino ekyekizikiriza,
this thing of darkness,
kigenze kirira ddala buli ddiini na buli nzikirizo.
Move, don't consume every religion and belief.
Era okulwanisiza ddala yeekaalu.
And to fight the temple
eya Mukama waffe Yesu.
Of the Lord Jesus.
Eyennaku esatu.
Of the 3 days.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Abatubiremuko.
Let's repeat this verse.
Matayi abiri musa.
Matthew 23.
Onyolwa bimoro.
Verse 21.
Matayi sura ya abiri musa tu. Noru njiri yolwa abiri moro.
Matthew 23, verse 21.
Na ya la ila ye karu, ala ila iyo, no ya tulomo. Na ya la ile kuru, ala ila ntebe ya katonda, no ya jitulako.
Tuandila indechi.
What would we have swore?
Buriyeka rezimbi boroza katonda ya
vera. Every temple built, you think it's God in it?
Era ekintu ky'okulayira yeekaalu.
And the thing you do, is it really the temple?
Baba bagezaako kulayiza bantu kiki ekyo?
They try to make people swear what?
Oyo agituulamu.
The one who sits in it.
Kizibbi.
Jezebel.
Atuddewo ku lwa Sitaani.
Seated on behalf of the devil.
Kubanga Mukama waffe yalabula n'agamba.
The Lord Jesus warned and said.
Waliwo eky'omuzizo kye mujja okulaba.
Every abomination you'll be seeing.
Era nga nakyo kitudde.
And it will sit in the holy place.
Ayi bagamba mbu. Holy, what?
But they say the what?
Holy Ecclesia.
Holy Catholic Church, something? Who remembers that?
You know?
Me, I don't understand the things.
What?
You look through and see where the hand has been raised. Praise Jesus. I've not raised the hand. I was trying to remember the prayer. And the Holy Spirit helped recap it back to me. That prayer, as they prayed it, truly they used to swear those things. For as I remember, the prayer began, I believe God, the Almighty. That's we are in the Roman Catholic Church now. And even Jesus Christ. They used to call him Jesus the only Son. And he's our Lord. They used to refer to Mary in that aspect.
Who
was pregnant by the Holy Spirit.
And
was born by Virgin Mary. Tormented in the era of Pontius Pilate.
He
was crucified on the cross. And he died. And he was buried. On the third day he raised up. When they explained that, I referred the same as the Protestants. And
the
rich and aspect
says,
I even believe the Holy Catholic Church, the one of the apostles, who was spread everywhere, even the other words, those were the major words within the prayer.
By the way,
and they say that even the forgiveness of sins and the resurrection of eternal life, that's what we swore in those swearings.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
You
swear the temple and the one sitting in it. When you swear heaven, even the one sitting in the throne of heaven, what would we have swore of the two?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. But remember,
when
you swear the temple and the one sitting in it, it's not God.
God,
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, those don't sit in temples built by human hands. As he first explained us,
when
he
based
Isaiah 66, that's one he told us this.
Isaiah 66,
verse 1.
Bwati bwayogera Mukama, nti eggulu y'entebe yange, n'ensi y'entebe y'ebigere byange. Nyumba ki gye mulinzimbira? Era kifo ki ekiriba ekiwummulo kyange? Kubanga bino byonna omukono gwange gwe gwabikola. Era ebyo byonna ne bibaawo bwe bityo, bwayogera Mukama.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
yannyonnyola
n'agamba. He explains and he says, heaven is a throne and earth is his footstool. What house can you build for him? Now the truth is,
when
we swear the Catholic Church, that building, who is in it and who sits in it? Is it the living God or Lucifer? When he passed through Jezebel, these days was appeared as Mary. Some people say
that
it's the Holy Spirit who appears as a woman. Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now these things, they go far. And that swearing, do not think it only ends in those religions. But there's even a swearing saying, I thank God of this place. Friends, we don't possess gods of this place. In that talk, it spread even the salvation. They have a God of that place. That is not Jesus. For the rightful Jesus, within him are things in heavens and earth.
Where
the two three gather for his sake is in their midst.
So tabira kontu wa mchifoku
is not possessed and is in a specific place.
Ekirara,
the other,
kuline jokere gamba,
we have a talk saying,
Yesu wa gundi,
the Jesus of so and so.
Oyo na Yesu Yesu omutu.
That too is not the rightful Jesus.
Banga Yesu wadala.
But the real Jesus,
Yohana 3:16.
John 3:16.
Katonda byanga lesi nokutu wanakola chi.
When God loved the world, he gave all of us one Jesus. It's for all of us. Now, when you possess him as a demon of yours,
and
Jesus was so and so healed. What about of the other?
No,
the other. What is this? And those were the false Christ we speak of. These things go very far. You still call them a job. They don't just end the Roman Catholic. Built by many religions and many beliefs under it, which are under it. Building a building to appear as the temple of God. To totally change the temple of God moving in his people, in the children of God, those led by the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
the change is happened seriously. And what was spoken? Acts 17. We move on to prove that the God who created heavens and earth, he does not live in buildings built by human hands. And they are called shrines. If you say there is a God in there,
and they have
built him a building where he resides, it's like a shrine. For in the shrines, that's where demons are. And they are a demon of that specific shrine. Let's open, we see. Acts 17:23.
Kubanga, bwebadde mpita, n'entunuulira bye musinza, n'ensanga ekyoto ekiwandiikiddwako nti kya Katonda atategeerwa. Kale, kye musinza nga temukitegeera.
You
know, people in the world, many of them, they decided to believe that God, you cannot understand him. And they're even born again talking like that. That the things of God are confusing. Now, I don't know whether God put them in here to confuse us. But he told us all of them are easy to the one with understanding. And the one who sees knowledge. Let's move on and hear.
Acts 17:24. tabeera mu masabo agakolebwa n'emikono.
Bagayita naki?
They call them shrines here.
Agakolebwa n'emikono.
Those made by human hands.
Bw'olayira yeekaalu.
When you swear the temple.
Bw'olayira ne Katonda agikola ki?
Even swear the God within it.
Kati Katonda ki oyo?
Now what God is that?
Ye yakola eggulu n'ensi.
Is he the one who made heavens and earth?
Wangi?
Are we together?
Era singo ogenda.
And if you go.
Kale oyinza okugamba kale eby'eddiini banaitubiteeka
wali. Okay, so let's put religion aside.
Tuwulira. Gwende kale mu kifo. Katonda wo mu kifo kiri
ako. Let's go, the God of the other place works.
Era tusaba abooluganda.
And we request brethren.
Tulongose amagezi gaffe.
That we correct our minds.
N'enjogera zaffe zibeeremu omusana.
Speech that it evolves having light. When you come here to testify, don't say, I thank God of this place. Oh, I thank the Jesus of this place. The Jesus we worship doesn't reside just in this place.
He resides
in the entire heavens and earth. You never say, I thank the Jesus of apostle. For I don't possess him as a person. That's what you found out there.
In
those beliefs appearing like salvation.
And
people have demons, they possess them on their head. And they claim to appear as Christ. And if that person is not present, that Jesus never works. He doesn't move. That is witchcraft and sorcery. Now the God who made heavens and earth,
he
doesn't live in buildings built by human hands.
Yes, he has
raised Jesus.
The
truth is, what are the things they say with are in those places? The God of that place,
yes,
the Jesus of that place. And when we build here, we are not going to open, we open the house of Jesus. He is on people's hearts knocking. He is knocking.
That
open for him, he enter through believing him. Now many of the people opened for the false Christ and they open buildings for them and they could be Jesus of those places. And totally differ from the rest. When you find Jesus of that specific place and is doing his own things and is totally different from the other of the another place, Jesus of another place is of deliverance and another is of harvesting
specific.
Another is of miracle.
But
the living real Jesus, he has to do all of the things. He does deliverance, he does miracle, he does healing. But they see the Jesus of that place is for miracle. You know, in the
demon,
there is a demon which is a specialist in bewitching.
And
there's a demon which is a specialist in taking away witchcraft. Now, you will think church is moving on. Yet shrines are plenty these days. And it's not only just the Roman Catholic like we've heard.
It's
changing the temple of God. But spreading. That's why it is said the church is spreading everywhere. It's not been revealed of that mystery. The thing is spreading everywhere. When we check the its secrets, they spread everywhere.
Almost,
almost everywhere. And the intentions of that church, you still see they spread everywhere. But not in us. For we have the light of the word. We shall lighten and walk in light proper. If we walk in the church of Christ, that spreads in heavens and earth.
For
whatever is in heavens and earth are within him. But we read this originally. Now listen to this verse. Acts 17. Acts 17, verse 25.
So, taweerezebwa mikono gy'abantu ng'eyeetaaga ekintu. Kubanga oyo yabawa bonna obulamu n'okusoomuka ne byonna. Yakola okuva kw'omu buli ggwanga ly'abantu okutuulanga ku nsi enjuyi zonna. Bwe yalagira n'ayawulamu ebiro n'ensalo ez'okutuula kwabwe. Banoonyenga Katonda mpozzi bawammante okumulaba newankubadde nga tali wala wa buli omu ku ffe.
Yes, he was praised Jesus.
He's
not far from each one of us. Where two, three gather, he is there. What surprises most? Because doesn't live in temples built by human hands. And the truth is not served by human hands. Let's go back to the Roman Catholic
Church.
Those serving serve there in what gifts? And do they serve with the hands? They serve who? For he, his church, the one of the truthful God, built by spiritual gifts, they are the ones which serve him in us.
Protestant.
The Protestants. They serve him with who? With what? Do they have gifts there? The Adventists?
Latter-day
the Saints?
Yahuwah?
Jehovah's?
Presbyterian.
Presbyterian. The Church of the Elders. It means that. Okay. Let's get to the born again salvation. Those serving somehow in the born again. When you have an apostle, you have one specific apostle in a place. And you the rest sit your church members. What is that? You can even be 40 years, you don't know which gift you are in. That you too are serving God. You know in a shrine, the shrine, the indigenous shrine, when you leave these advanced shrines of today, those in the buildings appearing as churches. When you discover the chief wizard in the shrine, when you discover the shrine helper, who knows the order of the shrine, the hierarchy? They are almost like five gifts.
Why do you so
much?
There is this one who goes to look for herbs in the fields. Even the one who sees demons to come.
But
these ones in the church of the shrines will finish it. And the one who goes for herbs in the fields has another role he does. Of cutting the sacrifices that are brought in the shrine. And to divide portions as the laws apply there. Let me tell you when you get to reality. See how a shrine advances itself in a new version. When you reach there, look, the chief wizard will be in there. And the gift is one. He's the one
who
works. No any apostle rises in that place except him. Now they get that one. The one who goes for the herbs in the fields. The one who stares up in the altar. The musicians. Kulikono okutana. They said the fifth woman. Who is that one? We shall remember that. If you get that in a shrine, a shrine begins, there's a hand behind.
Why?
Okay, we have a hand. Praise Jesus. They have spoken of the man who goes for the harvest. But the fifth person who was like the one who goes for herbs is like a female wizard in the shrine. They call her, she's a female. These days when things like church begin,
you
have to get a woman who gets their spirit. Praise Jesus. That
chief, in fact,
they don't appear, those wizards. The
wizards.
But like you said, the church, that today we are going to go in this place. Now those who take you is the one who has that spirit, as if they are directing you, but they take you in that wizard sitting on them. Now, brethren, when you read well, you shall see this
thing.
The church in Christ in us, it has to get back built by spiritual gifts. Each one of you must know which gift you are in. Praise Jesus. There is the chief pipe smoker. Those are the ones who sit down with the feet. Now we've just begun. Introducing just the way we wrap up seeing the Spirit of God, the
Spirit,
and His works of righteousness. We are the Spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. And at the same time, we introduce to you the right Christ and His church, and the false Christ and their churches. They are very hard.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. You know why they post and tried much to change the church? From the children of God, the people, those led by the Spirit of God, take it into a building. The major thing is this. Their sign. The sign of the church had to change. The cross.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. And they put it in the forehead, in the chest, and on the right, the cross is looking downwards. The sign of the rightful church in the people, it has to be the Holy Spirit. The sign of the church in the people, it has to be the cross. Things are upside down. You've not understood well. The church meant to be in a human being, the seal of God,
it's
meant to be put upon a person, the mark of God, of the Holy Spirit. To take the church in the building, they had to change that seal of
mark.
To mean that it's the church, they have to put on a cross on a building. Now it entered the human mind that on the church there has to be a cross. You were meant to be in a church and you have the seal of God. Anywhere you pass the place, and you see a cross on the top, that is a church.
Now,
the seal of God to be on a person you have not known of it is a mark of the church. Now you have the cross physical. There they put it on the building of the ecclesia. But the one they put on their forehead, it is upside down. Will that thing be able to? We need to buy another.
But
when you make it, the seal goes on the forehead. You get the forehead.
Padre,
Son, Holy Spirit. Left to right, right to left. Right to left. Left to right.
Left to right. Eh?
Left to right.
Or say my what?
Right to left.
Left to right.
Have you seen the cross? But it's upside down.
We want
a board.
Yes, dear, but you
praise Jesus so much. We're trying to bring understanding like this. The seal of the Holy Spirit.
It
would have been as the mark put upon the church and its you. When it was changed, the church to get to a building, they had to change that mark. And they put the one of the cross. That's what you realize, that that's the church. But that sign,
what
the mark of the beast, it heads us to see the things which are twisted.
Like
the third six appears. That's why I was thinking that do like this in your book. When you make this part raise on the forehead, you get to the chest, sun, heart. Here.
Yeah.
In the chest. It's here. 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 It has passed a little. And you come here,
not that one.
And you get here. Have you made the cross proper? It's looking upside down. The longer part of the cross is up. That's what they claim they crucified Peter upon. When he was standing upside down. But it wasn't Peter, it was Jupiter.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus. Let's put our mark there.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus. Now they first make that mark up there. Patrice.
We
know that. Where do they put the seal? In their forehead. And they get down. And they put it there. Son.
The
son. And they come on the left.
Mm.
And they put there. Now, what form of cross is that? It's turned upside down. And there is the Pope who used it so much when
he
turned upside down. I don't know if you've understood it clearly. But at the end of it, all they tell you this. When that seal goes, they just
confuse
it. It has been the forehead or on your right hand.
But
this you see there,
ate kikuwa kye tuyita pyramid.
It gives you what we call a pyramid.
Era nayo bagirina.
And that too they have it.
Ebyambalo byabwe beerako.
On their garments they have it.
Ogitegedde
bulungi? Have you understood it clear?
Basookera
wano. They fast on the forehead.
Marker erina kubeera
wa? The mark has to be on the forehead. Here.
Nebaku. Ebadda wano ne babala ekintu kyabwe eky'omusaalaba gwabwe ogwefudde ne bakubuzaabuza ne baddako
eno
ne bakomawo ku mukono
omutuufu
bwe tunaasoma ogenda kitegeera
katukole
bwe tuti byawandiikwa ebyamuzima ekkanisa entuufu nga ye muntu ye mwana wa katonda akulembeddwa omwoyo wa
katonda
basibwako siru y'omwoyo.
They are put up upon a seal of the spirit.
Wabula mu kanisa yadda mu kizimbe.
But in the church which moved the building.
Baalina okukyusa akabonero ako.
They had to change that mark.
Ne bateekayo omusaalaba.
And they put there a cross.
Kakati gwe alayidde yeekaalu y'omwoyo agirimu.
Now you who swear the temple.
Olina okuba akabonero kaabwe ako.
You have to make that their sign.
Akalaga Katonda oyo gw'osinza ne saboli.
Which calls that God you worship and the shrine.
Let's first read
Ephesians 4:30.
The seal of God has to go on
the children of God like this.
Ephesians
4:30.
So, temuna kuwazanga moyo mutukuvu owa Katonda. Eyabateesaako akabonero okutuusa olunaku olw'okununulibwa.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
If we become
the temple of God,
we
put upon a seal by the Spirit of God.
To prove that
is written us as children of God.
When
he speaks in Romans 8, this verse
14,
he speaks this.
Romans 8:14. Kubanga bonna abakulemberwa omwoyo gwa Katonda abo be baana ba Katonda.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus.
Abasoma na fesiru ya Katonda.
Those who started the seal of God with us.
Eva moyo wa Katonda.
We come from the Spirit of God.
Kolebwa musango emirundi esatu.
Made of the triple seven.
Genio musango ya Katonda
mwejiri. Like the spirits of God are.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus.
So twali nofuna seal we.
Now we were meant to get that seal.
Yetwala beyo musango ogwaka.
We saw of the light shining.
Mukyenyi kyaffe.
In our forehead.
Nga mukama wafe Yesu we yachosibwa.
Yes, as the Lord Jesus was transfigured.
Omwenyi bwe nebwaka yakana.
And the forehead was shining.
Eranga ne Musa bwe yali.
Just as Moses appeared.
Nga ava ku lusozi okulaba mukama.
Coming from the mountain from seeing God.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus.
Ekyali nokuleba kyali bwekyo.
What was to be done was like this.
Ntife nga baana ba Katonda.
We are the children of God.
Butuma lukulenda omwoyo wa Katonda.
After we are led by the Spirit of God.
Atekako siirwe yo.
Puts that seal on us.
Natubere kanisa eri n'akabonero ka Katonda.
Let be a church with the mark of God.
Yes, you must
be praise Jesus.
Naye ekuteerwako.
But it's put upon you.
Ofunye enjiri era entuufu.
When you have gotten the rightful gospel.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus.
Kati bino bimulaba ebigenda mu maaso.
Now this you see moving on.
Katusome kwano mu Efeso sura eno. So.
Read in Ephesians 1.
Abefeso esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
Ephesians 1:13.
Befeso emu kkumi n'essatu agamba nti era nammwe mu ye bwe mwawulira ekigambo eky'amazima enjiri ey'obulokozi enjiri ey'obulokozi bwammwe mwoyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza ne muteekebwako akabonero n'omwoyo omutukuvu eyasuubizibwa.
Nti tuteekebwako akabonero n'omwoyo
ki? Put upon the back by the Holy Spirit.
Eyasuubizibwa.
The one who was promised.
Nga tumaze owulira enjiri.
After we've heard the rightful gospel.
Kati tukira.
Now remember.
Ekkanisa bagizita mu kizimbe.
The church is put in the building.
Ekizimbe kigenda owulira enjiri.
The building is going to hear a
bit. Bakiteekeko akabonero.
That it will have the mark upon it.
Nedda.
No.
So kitegeeza baalina okukyusa.
It means they had to change.
Ne bateekako akabonero akalala.
And they put on another sign, a mark.
We musalaba
kutuwa the cross we see of these days.
Katulo kubandi gwe.
Now because you
obola ite yekalwe
swore that temple.
Oba katonda wo mchifu ekyo okukiriza.
The God of that place you have believed him.
Odino kuba mu Roman Catholic obo ino kuba akabonera.
Roman Catholic you have to make that sign.
Akalaga to kiriza siru ya Satan.
Shows you accepted the seal of the devil.
in your
forehead,
even
on your right hand.
It's
to do this.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Adela,
and still,
okiriliza mukufunika omusaraba,
believe in turning the cross upside down.
Okuvunika enjiri yonna ikwatagana nebi omusaraba.
Overturn all the gospel concerning the cross.
You
know, Apostle Paul spoke of this one.
Who fought
the gospel of the cross.
That's
why they make it here. It is turned upside down.
They make it
like this here.
To
down here, to the left, to the right.
There
are two things in that thing.
It is
to turn upside down the cross and its gospel,
and it
involves believing the seal of the devil.
There
are two words we have to see.
On
the side, moving on that thing,
on
the church which moved the building. The number
666,
which moves in the church of the building.
And
all those with the gospel like that.
But some one,
let's read here.
I don't know whether
they've written that down.
The
seal of the church in the building. The number 666.
It
moves in. Turn upside down the gospel of the
cross
and accepting the seal 666.
Ugenda soma ugenda kubo bina aburu nji atusoka tani kene chokufu na njiri no kufu ni kwa msaraba.
Let's begin by turning upside down the cross,
msaraba na njiri yago,
the gospel and it's the cross,
and they
have been turned upside down.
We are
in Colossians.
First
Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 15.
Omuntu yenna alemenga okwogeranga, mwabatizibwa okuyingira mu linnya lyange. Era nabatiza n'ennyumba ya Suteefana, naye simanyinga nabatiza omulala yenna. Kubanga Kristo teyantuma kubatiza wabula okubuulira enjiri, si mu magezi ga bigambo. Omusaalaba ga Kristo gulemenga okuba ogw'obwereere, kubanga ekigambo eky'omusaalaba bwe busirusiru eri abo ababula, naye eriffe abalokolebwa g'emaanyi ga Katonda. Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti ndizikiriza amagezi g'abagezigezi n'obukabakaba bw'abakabakaba ndi bujjawo. Omugezigezi aluwa, omuwandiisi aluwa, omuwakanyo w'omu nsi muno aluwa. Katonda teyasuluwaza magezi ga nsi, kubanga mu magezi ga Katonda ensolo amagezi gaayo bwe tategeera Katonda. Katonda n'asiima olw'obusirusiru obw'okubuulira okwo okulokola abo abakkiriza. Kubanga Abayudaaya basaba obubonero n'Abayonaani banoonya amagezi.
Katuddeyo ku lulimi n'omunaana.
Let's get to verse 18.
Tutandikiriddewo kumi n'omusanvu.
Abakolinsa ekisooka essuula esooka olulimi olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 17.
Kubanga Kristo teyantuma kubatiza wabula okubuulira enjiri, si mu magezi ga bigambo. Omusaalaba gwa Kristo gulemenga okuba ogw'obwereere, kubanga ekigambo eky'omusaalaba bwe busirusiru eri abo ababula.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus so much.
Waliwo okulwanyisibwa, waliwo olunyiri lwe tunoonya.
There is a scripture we are looking for.
Oba olujjukira ng'agamba nti abalinga abo be balwanyisa enjiri y'omusaalaba n'ababuulirako nga n'okukaaba akola ki? Olunyiri lwe tunoonya.
We're looking at that scripture.
Bafilipi 3:18.
Philippians 3:18.
Kubanga bangi abatambula be nababuulirako emirundi emingi.
Be bano bye yasooka okwogerako mu Bakolinso.
These are the ones he first spoke of in Corinthians.
That's
why we had to begin from there and we reach here.
Abafilipi esuula ey'okusatu olunyiri lwa 18.
Philippians 3:18.
Kubanga bangi abatambula be nababuulirako emirundi emingi. Ne kaakano mbabuulira nga nkaaba amaziga nga be balaba ab'omusalaba gwa Kristo. Enkomerero yaabwe kwe kuzikirira. Katonda waabwe lwe lubuto era ekitiibwa kyabwe kiri mu nsonyi zaabwe.
Yes, we must praise Jesus.
Waliwo abatambula obulabe ku muki.
There are those who wish enmity on the cross. Omusalaba
n'enjiri y'omusalaba
of the cross.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Naye ng'abadde atugamba.
But he's been telling us.
Yabalinga abo.
That people like those.
Yabatubuulirako
okusooka. Them of us before.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Kati oyinza okulaba akabonero akakubibwa.
You may see a sign they make.
Bakuba padiri.
And they separate.
Omwana.
The son. And the Holy Spirit. Is he of two? What does that mean?
I'm
trying to show you turning the cross upside down. And its entire gospel.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
But
you told them of us. As they fight each, they say this.
According
to the first explained in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse
11.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11.
Ntikubanga, nabulirwa ebifa jemuli, baganda bange, abobomu nyumba ya kulowe, ngeriyo enyombo mumwe, chenjogede chechino. Nti buli muntu mumwe ayogera nti nze ndi wa Pawulo, nange wa Apolo, nange wa Kefa, nange wa Kristo. Kristo ayawuliddwamu. Pawulo yakomere nti Pawulo yakomerera ku lwammwe oba mwabatizibwa okuyingira mu linnya lya Pawulo. Nebaza Katonda kubanga sibatizanga muntu yenna mumwe wabula Kristo wabula Kulisupo.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
Yali asoso tugamba.
He first told us.
Abantu bali batandise okugamba nze ndi wa Saint Paul Peter.
Some people began to say I am of Saint Peter.
Nze ndi wa Saint Paul.
I am of Saint Paul.
Mulala wa Saint James.
Not of the Saint James.
Ibyali bitandise.
These are things which had begun.
Agamba nti bano bali bamazofuka abalabi mu musalaba.
They already began to be enemies of the cross.
Kubanga bali batandise. Okujjawo ekigendererwa ekimu eky'obulokozi.
For they had begun to take away the rightful meaning of salvation.
N'abuuza ekibuuzo.
He asked the question.
Oyo gwe mugamba nti muli ba gundi.
The one you claim you are of them.
Ye yakomererwa ku lwammwe.
Were they crucified for you?
Oba mwabatizibwa kuyingira mu linnya
lyo. Were you baptized to enter the name of that person?
Omanyi n'ekkanisa baziwadde okuvvoola kuli okw'abatukuvu.
You know the blasphemy of the saints.
Ne bagamba nti ekkanisa y'omutukuvu gwo.
They say that this church of this saint.
Naye bw'obuuza eriwa.
But when you ask where is that again?
Yagire kawodi.
When did he leave it there?
Kubanga balisi batugambye.
But they have left telling us.
Tebalina bantu.
They have no human being.
Nti babatizibwa kuyingira mu bo.
That they are baptized to enter them.
Oba nti bo bennyini baalekawo ekkanisa
ezo. Or have they themselves left their own churches?
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read and we hear.
Abakolisa ekisooka, essuula esooka, olunyiriri lw'14.
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 14.
Nebaza Katonda kubanga sibatizanga muntu yenna mumwe wabula Kulisupo ne Gaayo. Omuntu yenna alemenga okwogera nga mwabatizibwa okuyingira mu linnya lyange. Era nabatiza n'ennyumba ya Sutefano nate simanyinga nabatiza omulala yenna kubanga Kristo teyantuma kubatiza wabula okubuulira Enjiri si mu magezi ga bigambo. Omusalaba gwa Kristo gulemenga okuba ogw'obwereere kubanga ekigambo eky'omusalaba bwe busirusiru eri abo ababula naye eriffe abalokolebwa ge maanyi ga Katonda.
Tuba tugezaako okulaga nti akabonero kano akakubibwa ebyekereziya nga
bimanyi. Ekklesia as you know it.
Tugambe nti baateekayo akabonero k'omusalaba.
They put the sign of the cross.
Okukakasa nti
yo kanisa. That's the church.
Ekizimbe.
The building. But that sign, you make it and the cross is turned upside down. And you agree to turn upside down. The entire gospel concerning the cross, which involves death and born again to get baptized.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
even salvation of going to heaven. And you first head to purgatory. Now you believe in turning upside down. And the other, you believe in that seal.
The
seal, the triple
seal,
which shows to be put in the forehead or on the right hand. That's why you make it like that. Paris, and you get down, and you say, son, I don't know how it connects. Does it have scriptures to prove it? Paris, son, and that's the father. This is the son sitting here.
Now,
the Holy Spirit is here. I don't know who is here. Remember, you coming to agree that the mark be put in your forehead, or in the forehead, or in my right hand. You end up saying, Father, Holy Spirit. If you did it like this, you would have run quick. For this number, the number
666,
it's within the mark of the cross as they make it. Now, what
we're
going to say is this: the number 666. In the sign of the cross made, or the sign of the Roman Catholic, when you make it, what do you call it? The sign of the cross. And it stands upside down. The number 666 in that sign. That called us the sign of the cross.
Or
the cross which is upside down. Praise Jesus so much. What we are going to see, as if you've said, the number 666, they don't put the forehead, let them end up putting on the right hand.
It's
the confusing, get down, and you end up at the right. When you see things are not clear, you raise money, we buy a boat. You will have need now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's see in Revelations. Revelation
13.
Revelation 13, verse 16.
Ne waliriza bonna, abato n'abakulu, n'abagagga n'abaavu, n'ab'eddembe, n'abaddu, okuweebwa enkovu ku mukono gwabwe ogwa ddyo oba ku byenje byabwe.
Kalina kubeera ku ki?
It has to be on the forehead,
ku byenye oba ku mukono ogwa ddyo,
on the right hand.
To vola babukubo babuti
patri. When you make the son, you patris,
omwana,
son, Holy Spirit, you end up at the right. All this confuse you. Initially, you turn the cross upside down. And you stand upside down. And you accept that sign.
When
you end up like that on the right hand. In your forehead. Or on your right hand.
You
know how they make it?
But I've
said the cross stand upside down, out of which comes the pyramid. It's used so much by the big-eyed God, the God which is big-eyed. You've seen it before here, we showed it. And it's used and put on all the Catholic churches. Inside the building, the pyramid and its height is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I expect you to understand these things. Even though take a long not understanding them.
And
right now failing to connect them, it seems heavy. But I accept there is grace. Grace enough for us to connect these words. So that we can understand them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you
believe
in the building to be the church, believe in that third seat. For through changing church,
involving
changing the gospel of the cross,
whatever
you get in the gospel of church being a building, it's the wisdom of the devil, the understanding of the devil, the counsel of the devils, the power of the devils, the knowledge which is false and the fear which is false. You've more on the whole the works of the false prophets.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
word is here.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Take
the church which is coming in the building.
It's
gotten from the one built by the Lord Jesus, which is in us. It's not a way which God put in place. But it's the work of the devils to contend with the laws of God and the testimony of the Lord Jesus. Are we together? You swear the temple. You swear even the God who is in it. When
you
say believe the God of that place, you don't believe the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When you
say I believe the Jesus of so and so, you have not believed the rightful Jesus.
You have
gone to believe the false Christ,
those
who move with the false prophet.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
we come and show you the rightful church if it was to be in you. They have put a mark upon you of the Holy Spirit. When
you
get to the buildings, the mark is changed.
And
they put it in the cross they make. But that cross will show you two secrets upon it. It gets in the sign done by people. And they say they believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like they make your hands like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they turn the cross upside down. They turn across upside down the gospel of the cross.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the other, that you end up accepting to be sealed in the forehead or on your right hand. That's why you make the cross ending up at the right hand.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those
are some of the secrets we've moved on to tell
you.
The other,
we are
going to move on, look, auntie, on the temple which came in the building.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It said it was built on Peter. But Peter explains, the rightful Peter, he says, they too are stones built on Christ to build a spiritual house.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
what
do
you want to get explained?
That
the one called Peter on which they built that temple, known as
St.
Peter Basilica, is not the rightful
Peter.
That's the temple of God of the Romans, known as Jupiter.
Have you got the
heading? The Catholic Church, known as St. Peter Basilica,
thought
to be built on the foundation with Peter, is not the rightful thing. But
yeekaalu ya Jupiter katonda wa Roma,
the temple of Jupiter god of the Romans,
omuzimu gw'aba Roma,
the demon of the Romans.
Olw'ebyamba bino byogenda okuwulira,
by this text we're going to hear down here.
Yes, yebazibwe,
praise Jesus.
Okusooka mu byonna,
first and foremost,
kyolina osooka okutegeera,
what you have to understand,
nti omutume Peter,
the apostle Peter,
we yali ne mukama waffe Yesu,
when he was with the Lord Jesus,
yagenda ku lusozi luno Gethsemane,
he went to Mount Gethsemane.
Bino bye byayogerwa mumanga ku bikwatagana n'ebizimbe,
this is what was spoken
concerning
of the saints,
nga tebikkirizibwa,
and they are not accepted.
Matayo 17.
Matayo esura ya 17 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Matthew 17 from verse 1.
Ennaku omukaaga bwe zaayitawo, Yesu n'atwala Peetero ne Yakobo ne Yokaana muganda we n'abalinyisa ku lusozi oluwanvu lwokka. N'afuusibwa mu maaso gaabwe.
Kwaliko ani n'ani?
Who was present?
Peetero,
Peter,
Yokaana,
James,
ne Yakobo,
and John.
Tuddemu bulungi.
Matayo esura ya 17 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Matthew 17 verse 1.
Ti, ennaku omukaaga bwe zaayitawo, Yesu n'atwala Peetero ne Yakobo ne Yokaana muganda we n'abalinyisa ku lusozi oluwanvu lwokka. N'afuusibwa mu maaso gaabwe. Amaaso ge ne gamasaamasa ng'enjuba, ebyambalo bye ne bitukula ng'omusana. Laba, Musa ne Eriya ne babalabikira nga boogera naye. Peetero n'addamu n'agamba Yesu nti, Mukama wange, kirungi ffe okubeera wano. Bw'oyagala n'azimba wano ensiisira ssatu, emu yiyo, n'endala ya Musa, n'endala ya Eriya.
Peter bw'ayogera ebigambo bino,
when Peter spoke these words,
ebyokuzimba yeekaalu z'abatukuvu,
building temples of the saints,
yakkirizibwa oba nedda?
Was he accepted or not?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era ndala kulowooza.
And you think,
eyitibwa St. Peter Basilica,
that called St. Peter Basilica,
eyazimbibwa Vatican,
that built in Vatican,
Peter ye yagisaba?
Did Peter ask for it?
Oba Jupiter?
Or it's Jupiter,
omu ku katonda obutono obwa Roma,
one of the small gods of the Romans,
imanyiddwa emizimu,
the demons.
Kubanga Peter owadda,
the rightful Peter,
bamugamba okuzimba obuntu,
refused to build those temples.
Katuwulire mukama waffe amuddamu atya?
Matayo esula ye 17 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Matthew 17 verse 5.
Bwe yali ng'akyayogera, laba ekire ekibasaamasa ne kibasiikiriza. Laba eddoboozi ne liva mu kire nga ligamba nti, ono ye mwana wange gwe njagala, gwe nsanyukira ennyo, mumuwulire. Abayigirizwa bwe baaliwulira ne bagwa nga beevuunise ne batya nnyo. Yesu n'ajja n'abakomako n'agamba nti, muyimuke temutya. Ne bayimusa amaaso gaabwe ne batalaba muntu wabula Yesu yekka.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Baali baagala zimba ki?
They wanted to build a temple
ez'abatukuvu,
of the saints,
nga kuliko Yesu,
and there is Jesus,
kubeereko n'eya Musa,
there will be the one of Moses,
ne Elijah,
and the one of Elijah.
Ne bakkirizibwa?
Were they accepted?
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Amazima gali bwega.
The truth is like this.
Ekyazimbibwa,
what was built,
ekimanyiddwa nga St. Peter Basilica,
known as St. Peter Basilica,
Roman Catholic Church,
the Roman Catholic Church,
emanyiddwa nga St. Peter Basilica,
that's known as St. Peter Basilica,
si ya Peter,
it's not of Peter,
omutume Peter,
it's not for Apostle Peter,
wabula,
but
ya Jupiter,
it's of Jupiter,
katonda wa Roma,
god, the small god of the Romans,
omusambwa gw'aba Roma,
the demon of the Romans.
Ndowooza bona akitegeera.
I think that's why they understand it.
Bwe tumuyita katonda oyinza okugamba,
when we call him god you may think,
alabika naye munene,
maybe it is a big god.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga Peter ekyo tebakimugamba, mukama waffe Yesu teyakikkiriza.
Jesus did accept that,
ekyokuzimbawo nga
za abatukuvu, for the saints.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Era endala ezisimbibwa.
And the ones which are being built.
Kuliko Saint Mark.
There is Saint Mark.
Kuliko Saint Stephen.
There is Saint Stephen.
Olowooza.
You think.
Ndala nazo zaabwe.
Are they for those saints?
Ngaba bakatonda ba Roma bali ekkumi.
Like the ten gods of the Romans. There was who? Let's roll and we see their gods. You know, we started with them last time. How they divide, share the planets among themselves. All these you hear, they are opening. There's what they call Saint Peter.
Jupiter.
That they call Jupiter, the Romans. You can log in your internet and you ask, who is Jupiter? They will tell you clear, one of the gods of the Romans. And still,
it
was the god of the Medes. We shall get explained ahead.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
At what would you move it up with Saint Mark?
Is what we hear Saint Mark.
Or Matthew.
Oh, Matthew.
Is it up with him?
Those moving in him.
Amakunga niraguga biraga matabu.
The shrines.
Gamachuri.
They are of Machuri.
Irumuko katona wabalo.
It's still one of gods of the Romans.
Oba Mars.
Oh, Mars. When you see Saint Matthew, you get mature. When you find Saint Mark, you get Mars. These are gods of the Romans. They're the ones in those buildings.
Neither
is Satan. When you see Saint Stephen, you know.
Saint Paulo,
Saint Paul,
Pluto.
Pluto is there. I think you understand these things now. Apostle Paul, did he leave his church as a building here? Now, what surprises most?
Religions,
buildings, calling them churches.
But
another wrong thing happening. These days, the ones that are born against what they are building, it's possessed by someone who is still alive.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Don't forget, in Revelation 13,
he
told us the beast that once stood on it, Jezebel. They are there to blaspheme the saints,
they
blaspheme the temple of God and the saints. Now they get the one who would have been
Peter
and he put in place Jupiter.
Now,
on the world you think they are your colleagues.
We built
Peter a monument, the one of heaven. You are on Jupiter, God of the Romans.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So please don't forget to listen to him.
Have to be careful of those
things.
The truth is like this.
Peter
as himself, in explaining, he says,
though
the Lord called him the name Rock, he himself is not the chief rock. He says he's a stone building upon Christ. Not even a building, but with the spiritual gifts. Most people attach and they say, in Matthew 16, Jesus spoke these words. Let's hear.
Matayo, esula ya kumi na mukaga, na ulo njiriri, ule kumi na sato.
Matthew 16 from verse 13.
Au Yesu weyajia, kunju yeze kaisaria echa Filipo nabuza abayigirizwa be ngagamba anti omwana w'omuntu abantu bamuyita batya ne bagamba anti abalala bamuyita Yokana omubatiza abalala anti Eliya abalala anti Yeremia oba omukubannabbi
ngali kabuze kibuzo.
Who asked the question?
tuwulira omwoyo omutukuvu mu Kristo Yesu.
We hear the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus.
Ng'abuuza nti ono omwana w'omuntu bamuyita ani
abantu. Son of man, who do people call him?
Kubanga abakuba yeyandiga.
For if it was him who spoke, he would have said,
nze bampita ani?
Me, who do people call me?
Ne waliwo yagamba omwana w'omuntu abantu bamuyita.
Peach, someone said, who do people call the Son of Man?
Matayo esula y'ekkumi n'omukaaga olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
Matthew 16 verse 14.
Ne bagamba nti abalala bamuyita Yokaani omubatiza, abalala nti Eriya, abalala nti Yeremiya oba omu ku bannabbi. N'abagamba nti naye mmwe mumpita mutya?
Ye mwenyine n'abagamba.
Now Jesus himself spoke to them, but you,
mmwe mumpita mutya?
Who do you call me?
Matayo 16:16. Matthew
16:16.
Simoni Petero n'addamu n'agamba nti, gwe Kristo omwana wa Katonda omulamu. Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, olina omukisa Simoni Bayona, kubanga omubiri n'omusaayi tebyakubikkulira ekyo, wabula Kitange ali mu ggulu. Nange nkugamba nti gwe Petero, nange ndizimba ekkanisa ekkanisa yange ku lwazi luno.
N'amugamba nti nange nkugamba nti gwe,
me too I say you,
Petero,
Peter,
abadde Simon,
who has been Simon,
nkwongeddeko edda,
I have added another name on you, Peter,
ekitegeeza olwazi,
which means rock,
nange ku lwazi luno,
me on this rock,
kwe ndi okuzimba,
I will build.
Erinnya ery'olwazi sirya erya Peter.
The name of the rock is not of Peter,
wabula baali muwabuwi,
but he was given this name.
Ii baalinga bamuyita Simon.
He was called Simon.
N'amugattako erinnya eryo.
Added that name.
Eririna amakulu
eritegeeza. Has a meaning.
Eritegeeza olwazi.
Which means rock.
N'olwazi oyo tumumanyi nga ye Kristo Yesu.
That rock we know it is Christ Jesus.
Twawulirako mbiro ebyasu.
We heard it before.
Nga waliwo omusajja gwe baayitanga Yakobo.
There was a name called Jacob.
Nene bamugattako erinnya.
But they changed another name on him.
Erimanyiddwa nga Isirayiri.
Which name known as Israel.
Naye ng'ate erinnya eryo.
But that name.
Lyabeeranga litegeeza omwana wa Katonda omubereberye ow'obulenzi.
The firstborn son of God.
Alitegeeza Yesu Kristo.
It meant Jesus Christ.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kale ne Peter bwatu bwe yatuumibwa.
Even Peter was named like that.
Bamutuuma erinnya.
He was named the name.
Eyali Simoni.
The one was Simon.
Bamwongerako erya Peter.
He add on the name to him, Peter.
Ekitegeeza olwazi Yesu.
Which means the rock Jesus.
Kitaffe n'annyonnyola ng'agamba.
And the father explained saying.
Kubanga yali annyonnyola wano.
For he's the one who was explaining here.
Atuwulire.
Let's hear.
Matayo esula ey'ekkumi n'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Matthew 16:19.
Ndikuwa ebisumuluzo eby'obwakabaka obw'omu ggulu. Kyonna kyonna ky'olisiba ku nsi kirisibibwa mu ggulu. Matayo essuula ey'ekkumi n'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana. Nange nkugamba nti gwe Peetero, nange ndizimba ekkanisa yange ku lwazi luno, so n'emiryango egy'emagombe tegirigiyinza.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
N'amugamba kati gwe obadde Simoni.
He told him you've been Simon.
Naye okuwa omukisa.
But to bless you.
Ye gwani.
You are Peter. Gwe
Peter. Ekitegeeza olwazi Yesu.
Which means rock Jesus.
N'amugamba naye lwazi olwo gwe nkubuddemu erinnya.
Rock I've named you after.
Gwe ngendo zimba.
I'm going to build my church upon him.
Tebamugamba nti gwe kati gwe lwazi.
They didn't tell you that you are the rock we are building on.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Nkutuumye erinnya lya lwazi.
I have named you the name of rock.
Olwazi olwo lwennyini olwo.
That real rock.
Lwengendo okuzimbako.
To build a church upon.
Ekkanisa yange.
My church.
Era bwe ndizimbira okwo.
And what I build on that.
Tebaligwa magombe.
They will not fall in hell.
Omuntu kuva emirundi mingi yagamba nga tuzimbe ennyumba ku lwazi.
The Holy Spirit many times said, let's build a house on the rock.
Naye nga lwazi oyo Kristo
Yesu. But that rock is Christ Jesus.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
But what you're going to open your mask.
It's something we are getting explained ahead. Of giving him the keys. They give him to only Peter or even us. These who believe. For we hide.
Every,
we lose on earth, it's losing heaven.
In Matthew 18:18.
End up all who build on that rock, we give it that key. And it's the Holy Spirit.
And
his power and authority.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So now
it's like this, brethren. That he explains to him that you are blessed. To prove you are blessed. Let me give you a blessed name. You are rock. This rock I've named you after. I'm going to build my church on. I'm going to explain ahead. How his name was changed. When Jacob was being blessed, they named him a blessed name. It is not his name. Even Peter is blessed. He was Simon, they call him Peter. They give him a blessed name. The blessing is Christ himself. For he is the life. And they move together. Life and the blessing move together.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
So, now,
what we have to know is one. There was we failed to be explained well, and even to
con
of the Roman Empire.
Saint Peter,
many people think that Peter is the rock.
Now,
begin on him build a powerful church. For Apostle Peter himself, in explaining, he says. He himself is not the rock. But he says it was made a smaller stone. Which builds on a living stone. Which is named after it. For blessing him. First Peter chapter 2 verse 3.
Obanga mwalega ku mukama waffe bwali omulungi nga mujja eri oyo ejjinja eddamu eryagaanibwa abantu naye eri Katonda ddonde lya muwendo mungi era nammwe ng'amayinja amalamu muzimbibwa ennyumba ey'omwoyo okubeeranga bakabona abatukuvu okuwangayo ssaddaaka ez'omwoyo ezisiimibwa Katonda ku bwa Yesu Kristo kubanga waliwo mukyawandiikibwa nti laba nteeka mu Sayuuni ejjinja ekkulu ery'oku nsonda eddonde ery'omuwendo omungi era amukkiriza talikwasibwa nsonyi kale erimu abakkiriza omuwendo mungi naye eri abatakkiriza ejjinja abazimbi lye baagaana eryo lye lyafuuka omutwe ogw'oku nsonda era ejjinja eryesittalwako era olwazi olusuula kubanga besittala ku kigambo nga tebagonda era kwe bateekerwawo ti naye mmwe muli ggwanga ddonde bakabona ba kabaka kika kitukuvu bantu ba nvuma mulyoke mubuulirenga ebirungi ebyoyo eyabayita okuva mu kizikiza okuyingira mu kutangaala kwe okw'ekitalo.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Omutume Peter.
Apostle Peter.
Yannyonnyola n'agamba.
He explained and he said.
Ndi munange tuzimbira ku Yesu.
That we are building on Christ is the law.
Era n'akwotinga mu Isaiah.
Quoted in Isaiah.
Yakwotinga Isaiah 28.
Quoted Isaiah 28.
Okuva ku lunyi lwa kumeka.
From verse
16. 15.
Yes,
he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
the father is the one who put that stone there. Let's read and we hear.
Isaiah 28:15. tekiri tutuukako kubanga tufudde ebyobulimba ekiddukiro kyaffe era twekwese wansi w'obukuusa. Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera nti, laba, nteeka mu Sayuuni ejjinja okuba omusingi, ejjinja eryakebebwa, ejjinja ery'oku nsonda ery'omuwendo omungi, erinywezebwa ennyo wansi. Akkiriza talyanguyiriza. Era ndifuula omusango okuba omugwa ogugera.
Bagambye nti akkiriza talikola. Singa okkiriza ejjinja
eryo.
Eyo si Yokaana 3:16.
John 3:16.
Unto 18.
For God so loved the world, and he gave his one begotten Son. The one who believes is not condemned. The one who never believes is condemned.
So, a ginger tooth,
the rightful stone on which we build,
Christ
Jesus our Master. We
will
get born again.
We are
given a body from heaven.
And
we come as living stones, built on the Christ. Jesus.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
So may you to support
even the temple cannot be in the building.
St. Peter Basilica.
That which was built as St. Peter Basilica.
And
they claim Peter is the rock
of
which they are to build on.
All
that was false.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are supposed to build on Christ is the foundation. Now, because the temple of Christ is meant to move in the people, and it makes heavens and earth. They could not believe in that by the deception of the devil and Jezebel, who blasphemed the temple of God and the saints in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
the things we've been seeing, brethren, which were changed on the church. The changing of the church. The false prophet passed through it much to hold number 666.
When
the changing the gospel of the cross.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
involving changing of the church.
To
get from us the children of God to get the building.
All
falsehood to accept that.
It seals
you on the number 666.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Saburugana.
Now, brethren, the truth is this. No saint possesses a church on this world. All that blasphemes the saints within heaven. To say that the church of saints so and so. For themselves never built a building as church. They themselves call themselves the church of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
they believed one thing.
Built
on the Christ Jesus.
And
Apostle Paul,
some
of the things why he hated Rome, he told them there's no any other foundation except Christ Jesus. And he said, let's put Paul aside.
For his spoke
in 1 Corinthians 3.
It
is spoke of one foundation we were meant to have.
First Corinthians 3:9. Kubanga Katonda, tuli bakozi banne, muli nnimiro ya Katonda, muli nnyumba ya Katonda. Ng'ekisa kya Katonda bwe kiri, kye nnaweebwa, ng'omukoza ow'abazimbi, ow'amagezi, nasima omusingi, n'omulala n'azimbako. Naye buli muntu yeekuumenga bw'azimbako. Kubanga tewali muntu ayinza kusima musingi mulala wabula ogwo ogwasimibwa ye Yesu Kristo.
Musingi yali.
This foundation is who?
Kati ate ku musingi gwa Peter kuli
kutya. How the foundation of Peter standing how?
Ekanisa ya Yesu yeri
mutaba. Where is the church of Christ even?
Abooluganda.
Brethren.
Ye muli.
Are you there? Where did the church of Jesus go? And that we built on the foundation of Jesus. Built today there on whose foundation?
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus
so much. Now,
many things they came changing.
Paul,
for Apostle Paul, in Ephesians, he says, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. That foundation is Christ. The Father told us,
he
put him on the mountain Zion, in the third heaven. The chief cornerstone is there. All of us, 24 elders, the following preachers, the entire angels, the stars, all creations, we build on him. There are the builders who rejected to build, like the fallen angels. These are some of the stones they removed from the chief cornerstone. Human beings refuse to believe him, to build in him the spiritual house. And the reason why it is
said
that we must be the temple of his
spirit,
for we are in the image of Christ. In Christ is in the image of the Father.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
But you are not to see what
all things we have changed. The church got lost from us. That meant to be built without spot nor wrinkle. Now the question is here. Truthful on things which have been and you are not built as church. Can you escape a spot and a wrinkle? For they have furnished buildings to be the church. And we never mind how you appear. You know where you are going in heaven or not.
But here, not people will be
now, what the first prophet did, the changing of church, helped him establish the third seat in the people. Because they never minded on themselves as church. But they began to furnish buildings, to renovate them, call them Church of God. You claim you built God a house. Brethren, these buildings, when you build them,
there
are buildings called the synagogue of the church. And we church, we fellowship from within it. God blesses us to do that work. For he promised in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, that
we'll
be building a tent and we'll be safe from heat and be safe from the rain and the cold and the heats of the day.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. That God puts his glory upon it. Demonic spirits will access it. Trouble us as church when you've gathered.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Now
the problem which came.
Bible,
when you read their Bible, mostly the Acts of the Apostles, they called it a synagogue. Even the Lord Jesus entered the synagogue of the Jews. It wasn't called the church. The way it changed, me before we never realized it.
But
right now we've understood unto that beast,
Roman Empire,
the Roman Empire,
and
its image,
Roman Catholic
that known as Roman Catholic Church.
And
the one that needs Jezebel, the one who appears in the image of Mary,
fighting
the temple of God, the rightful not to be within us, even to blaspheme the saints, put and claim they have churches on the world. The one of Apostle Paul, have you ever seen this church?
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
He's
told us in Corinthians as he explains, as we wind up.
Corinthians
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11.
Nti kubanga tewali muntu ayinza kusima musingi mulala wabula ogwo ogwasimibwa ye Yesu Kristo. Naye omuntu yenna bwazimbanga ku musingi ogwo zaabu, feza, amayinja g'omuwendo omungi, emiti, essubi, ebisasiro. Omulimu ogwa buli muntu gulirabisibwa.
Kakati bazimbyeko
ki? Now what have they built on there? For they have built on timber and they have condemned us it is charge. Yet in explaining down,
he
said, build all those hay on the charge.
No,
that's not the charge. Because of the temples of the Lord. Now I don't know where the straw you got, you're going to take it.
First Corinthians 3 verse 13. Omulimu ogwa buli muntu gulirabisibwa. Kubanga olunaku luli luligwolesa. Kubanga gulibikkulirwa mu muliro. N'omuliro gwennyini gulikema omulimu gwa buli muntu bwe gufaanana.
The world
and its fullness is going to be melted.
We start in
2 Peter chapter 3. From verse 10 to down. The world and its fullness, they're going to be melted.
No.
That day will show him the church you built.
You have
burnt your hay and your gold. St. Peter was built. The gold is on it.
St. Peter Basilica in Vatican.
Peter Basilica in Vatican.
He
built that shrine. Many other shrines are built.
Never yo-yota.
They renovated and furnished it.
Billions
of money put upon it.
It
fell on the born again who have perverted now. They inject money in their buildings, they call churches.
Now we know San Kambo is in the
you get happy, you build the church of God.
Bring
money to help church the people.
Yes,
let's build those good buildings. But it's our synagogue as we
church.
But if it's building church, let's come back to we ourselves.
First Corinthians 3 verse
15.
Omulimu ogwa buli muntu bwe gulyokebwa. Alifiirwa. Naye ye yennyini alirokoka. Naye bw'ati kuyita mu muliro.
Bwe bali malosaanyawo ebisasiro
byonna
ng'obiyita ekkanisa.
And you call them church.
Naawe weerinde wali eri ku kyoto kya
Mukama. Where check the saints from.
Revelation
6:9-11. When they will throw you in the lake of fire, will you remain?
First Corinthians
3:16.
Temumanyi nga muli yeekaalu ya Katonda.
Ebintu ebyo muzimbako ebisasiro n'ebirala
byonna.
Ne mubiyita
yeekaalu.
Mwe nyini temukimanyi nti ye mmwe.
Ye
mmwe kanisa
ye mmwe. You are the church.
Temumanyi nga muli yeekaalu ya Katonda. Era ng'omwoyo gwa Katonda abeera mu mmwe. Omuntu yenna bw'azikirizanga yeekaalu ya Katonda, Katonda ali muzikiriza oyo. Kubanga yeekaalu ya Katonda mtukufu ye mmwe.
Akati ekeresia ye mtukufu.
The church, is it what is sacred, the temple, the building, or you?
Era bannange.
In France.
Mani tugenduga bannange.
You know we say,
well, kifo kino kitukufu.
This place is holy.
Gwoli kifo ki.
You are what place yourself.
Kati olemereddwa okukuuma ng'olimu tukuvu.
To watch yourself being holy.
Oli ku kizimbe ky'okuuma nga
kitukuvu. The building you're furnishing, keeping it holy. And you come when you're humble
within it.
And when you're coming in that building, you're humble in the holy place like that.
Omanyi baakuwono nayo noona.
Corrupted your entire mind. moving to be a holy church.
Church
is holy. The one meant to be holy. The other is what they call what? Holy Catholic Church. There are those who build it in the holy city in Uganda. It's there, a church, holy city building. But these people, we're going to see the beast
of
horns, like of the Lamb of God, the
church
of salvation, which is false, which is existing. It too is on the building. And they are making us worship the other image.
Make
us worship the whole Roman Catholic Church.
The
image of the beast, Roman Empire. And you're going to see them. They have gone back in their collars. They give them rings of the bishops and the walking sticks. They
have
built and that is the church.
Like the Roman Empire.
Catholic itself.
But in a competition,
built the bigger cathedral. The cathedral. But the one would have been judged. You're out. I don't know how I can tell you even. Whatever happens, it's hard for people to realize it. But as we explain, let's finish here. Time is left us. First Corinthians 3 verse 18.
Omuntu yenna teyerimbanga. Omuntu yenna weyerowooza ng'okuba omugezi mumwe mu mirembe gino afuukenga musirusiru.
You first realize your foolishness
okwerabira amazima
of forgetting the truth.
N'okukyamizibwa okujja okubaddewo.
Be perverted much as it's happened.
Okukkiriza amagezi g'ekigambo
kya Katonda. Accept the wisdom of the word of God.
Kubanga gali mu kigambo mu
kkanisa. It's only in the word of God.
Si mu history
gw'olowooza. Not in the history you're thinking of.
Kubanga mulimu aboogera n'olugezigezi.
There are those who speak with wise king.
Abagamba.
And they say.
Tebamanyi history wa kkanisa.
They don't know the history of church.
Bamanyi engeri gye yajja
n'eddamu. Do they know how church evolved to the building? Don't follow church history. The truth is in the word of God. Jeremiah 8:8-10.
They
have rejected the word of God. What wisdom is within them? Another can come. You let me tell you. The church history. That you are studying church history.
History is not one.
The church history is in the Bible.
Don't
you hear church history now as we explain it?
You study the church history.
Who have ever studied church history? Who studied church history? In things which you have been. You studied what there? Praise the Lord Jesus, brethren. There's a course unit done at university. It's called church history. But what's in the church? It's look to people, where they came from, and they came from the animals.
And
the major difference of the Catholics, as the religion and the church is
spoken.
Everything you need to speak out religion began. How you too can be a
religion.
They begin to teach all the hierarchy of religion.
Auntie knows all the church history.
Well, now I'm so much. Praise the Lord, brethren. Me, I heard there is an artist, musician. It appeared he was singing of church history. He sang a song saying that born against began from papyrus structure and it raised levels and
they
shifted from papyrus and they built buildings until they officiated them to be a belief.
Yet
we heard that church history. There is another one who heard of church history here.
Let's
pass quick.
Yes,
praise Jesus, brethren. When we study theology, there is a course called church history.
The rise of the papyrus.
But we look much at the rise of the papyrus.
Your topic, the rise of the papyrus.
Papyrus?
Yes.
Who is papyrus?
The papyrus. Baba wa bongera papa weye jokubera papa.
The papacy. Yes. Papacy, not papyrus.
Then papa yo baba bongera kochi. Yeah, the Roman Empire is really superpower.
They speak that the Roman Empire was the superpower.
Then bajogera konga bwe ina amani bwe yali esinga mu bintu byonna.
Speak of it how it was dominant in everything.
The rise of the indigenous.
That the rising of the indigenous.
Ngao Peter bwe jogwa kanya ebyali bigenda maso by that time.
Came to contain what moved on that time.
Na inga basinga nyo kutekesira ati Roman Empire ya said this superpower era yesinga.
Majorly because the Roman Empire is a superpower.
Era yabasinga bona mu sente era yino kugabira era ne kakati yino kukola
mukimu dominant in all things.
Akati yino ye church history.
Now that's church history.
Mu nseyo
in that world.
Ana yendo za tubyulira
pastor mtofu we kanisa. Yeah, the right full history of church.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amazima gave to
the truth of these things.
Kapsembe wanu wetu.
Let's end here like this.
Kapsome njiriri zinsembe makwali.
Akakolisa ekisooka esuula ey'okusatu olunyiriri lwa 18.
First Corinthians 3 verse 18.
Omuntu yenna teyeerimbanga. Omuntu yenna bwe yeerowoozanga okuba omugezi mummwe mu mirembe gino afuukenga musirusiru alyoke afuuke omugezi. Kubanga amagezi g'omu nsi muno bwe busirusiru eri Katonda. Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti akwasa abagezi enkwe zaabwe. Era nate nti Mukama ategeera empaka ez'abagezi nga teziriimu.
Era bawakanye naye era tomuli wadde.
They still have argued but there is nothing in.
Omuntu yenna kyanaavanga aleme okwenyumiriza mu bantu kubanga byonna byammwe oba Pawulo oba Apolo oba Keefa oba ensi oba obulamu oba okufa oba ebiriwo oba ebigenda okubaawo byonna byammwe. Namwe muli ba Kristo ne Kristo wa Katonda.
Tuli bani?
We are who?
Tubera ba Kristo yuka.
We are of only Christ.
Eri gamanti Kefa.
There's nothing like saying that Kefas and the Apollos and the others.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Era tekuli yuka kulira dini.
No one leads a religion here.
Eri ekitufu kiri kitya?
And the truth is how?
Na tusemba yo.
As we enter up.
Dada mukama wafu Yesu yaronda papa obati yaronda.
Did Christ elect a pope or he didn't do that?
Yaronda Peter.
Did he choose Peter?
Yaronda
chose who? Paul.
Yatugamba.
He told us what?
Akulembere edini. Obo burokosi. Abeirani.
The one who leads salvation, who is he?
Abeira Christo.
Is it Christ?
Obo turonda yo wafu.
Or we elect our own on the world.
Bututa kirisa Christo tukulembere.
If we don't accept Christ to lead us.
No moyo mtukugu ya tugamba.
Holy Spirit told us
atukulembere
to lead us.
Darabana batukulembere mbebani.
Truly these ones leading us who are there.
Wo kubwani.
And they are there for who?
Wanga waliwo abayagala ebifo.
For the, those who wanted positions.
N'ebitiibwa n'obukulu.
And honors and leadership.
Mukama wafu yabaddamu ekigambo.
Jesus answered them this word.
Atunulire mbako katumaliriza.
Let's look at Mark as we finish.
Dada papa rondebwa
obalinda. Is the Pope elected or not?
Era oyarondebwa.
That who is elected.
Waba moronzi yakulira mbanapi bobulimba.
When they elect him, he leads the false prophets.
Kubanga mu bannabbi ba Katonda n'abatume.
When the prophets of God and apostles.
Katonda tiyaronda agenda kukulembera.
God didn't choose anyone to lead.
Okujja kwa Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
Except the Holy Spirit. Now let's make this heading.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
For
understanding quick.
The
rightful church of Christ is led by the Holy Spirit. The church of the devil is led by the false prophets. Many times they elect him like a pope or the president of a specific religion.
There's
another, they say they chose the leader of the born again. And things like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mako, again, Mako Kumi. What did you to
do? We wanted to finish this heading.
And we want to come back with it. On the
two-horned beast next week. The salvation which is false.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. We've reached Mark. Let's begin from verse 35.
Mako isule yekumi onyewasa tumutani.
Mark 10 verse 35.
Awo, Yakobo ne Yokani abana bazebedayo ne basembera wali ne bamugamba nti omuyigirizo twagala otukolere kyonna kyonna kitunakusaba nabagamba nti mwagala mbakolere ki ne bamugamba nti tuwe tutuule ne bamugamba nti tuwe tutuule omu ku mukono gwo ogwa ddyo n'omulala ku mukono gwo ogwa kkono mu kitiibwa kyo. Naye Yesu n'abagamba nti temumanyi kye musaba. Muyinza okunywa ku kikompe ekyenywako nze. Muyinza okunywa ku kikompe ekyenywako nze. Oba okubatizibwa n'okubatizibwa kwembatizibwa mu nze.
Bagenze bamusabye.
They have gone asked him.
Batule naye ku ntebe
bafuke. Sit him and reign with him.
Siwe wao.
Is it not that?
Bagenera tugamba nti papa atudde mu ntebe ya.
As the Pope we sat in the instead of Christ, the position of his.
That
they reign with Jesus. Did he accept that or not?
Mark 10
verse
39. Nebamugamba nti tuyinza. Yesu nabagamba nti ekikompenze kyenywako mulinywako n'okubatiza kwembatizibwamu nze mulibatizibwa. Naye okutuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo oba ku gwa kkono si nze nkugaba naye kwabo be kwategekerwa. Awo ekkumi bwe baawulira
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
bana abakulu bazze
these men came
James ne Yokana
James and John
bagamba
they tell Jesus
twagala kufuga amo nawe
we want to reign together with you.
Give us
the throne with you, your right hand man and left. Get leadership to lead the church. Because you're not there, it will we take over. But they forgot the right hand of God.
Yes, we are.
And Jesus is sat there. And the Holy Spirit
he
can sit on the left hand.
Now
where will they sit?
When Christ sits in the
third heaven,
he's
surrounded by 24 elders. Where will they sit? And where does the Pope sit?
Who
was chosen as the president of a religion? Or the leader of the
Bible.
Where do you sit on these thrones? The sent to lead us is the leader over who?
Mark 10 verse 41.
Awe
kumi, bwe baulina, ne batanula okusunguwalira Yakobo ne Yokaana.
Bino mukama afe biyewala.
Jesus avoided these things.
Anga sagala bintu byakulonda no bitibwa tibwa.
Things of choosing positions here.
Kakati laba okuba mwenyeki.
Laba
abadde mu moyo mu
people were being in one spirit.
Abalaba kyangana.
Others are hating the others.
Jukira nakugamba.
Remember I told you.
Ekintu ekikopebwako ekyo kiba Roman Empire.
Something copped off called the Roman Empire.
Ekifaananyi kya Roman Catholic.
And it's image Roman Catholic.
Obufuzi sibyanzikiriza sibya bulokozi.
That is rulership, not salvation.
Befuula abali mu by'ekkanisa si kkanisa.
Claim to be on church yet not church.
Ati bwe oyagala okulonda okusinza ku bye balonda.
If you want to choose according to how they choose their hierarchy.
Mukama waffe agenda kunnyonnyola.
Jesus is going to explain to you.
Akugambye nti ekkanisa yaffe.
Tell you that this is our church.
Bw'amala okuba ng'agiresewo ku
lutalo. After he's left it.
Yagamba kamu. Temugenda mulinde omwoyo mutukufu.
Told them don't wait, go wait for the Holy Spirit.
Abakulembere
will lead you.
Ye mukulembeze gwe batubira.
Is the leader they sent to us.
Tuba tumuteeka ebbali
na when we put him aside.
Ne kulonda atukulira.
And we choose the leader over us.
Kibera kikyamu.
It is wrong.
Kobera kye yagamba kugamba.
But he said.
Tuba oboya kala okulabibwa ng'oli mukulu.
If you want to be seen as someone.
Beera muweereza wa bonna.
Be a servant of all.
Kuweereza nga mulina okuweereza.
You serve as you're meant to serve.
Obwo bwe bukulu bwo.
That is your leadership.
Kubanga eriiso likulira kuba
what the eye is meant to see, it's an eye.
Obukulu bwali okulaba.
It's major work is seen.
Ani agenda okuvuganya.
Who is going to compete with it? Is it a nose?
Andi kanisa ezimbibwa ng'omubiri gwaffe.
Now, just our body is. Now.
Kati tugenda kwegaana.
We are going to obukulu bwali okulaba. That the eye is not a specialist in seeing.
Kuntu agenda vaya avuganye.
Is the ear going to come compete with the eye?
Obuweereza bwalyo
bwasigala mukulu. It remained major.
Obuweereza obwo.
In administration.
Era singa avaako liiso.
And if the eye goes off.
Otutagenda gakantuleko
ko mu ntebe. The ear will not suddenly be seen in the position of the eye.
Marko esuula ey'ekkumi olunyiriri lwa nnamubiri.
Mark 10 verse 42.
Yesu n'abayita n'abagamba nti mumanyi ng'abo abalowoozebwa okufuga abamawanga babafuza maanyi nti Yesu n'abayita n'abagamba nti mumanyi ng'abo abalowoozebwa okufuga abamawanga babafuza maanyi n'obukulu n'abakulu baabwe babatwala lwa mpaka naye mummwe tekiri bwe kityo naye buli ayagala okubeera omukulu mummwe anaabanga omuweereza wammwe na buli ayagala okuba ow'olubereberye mummwe anaabanga muddu wa bonna kubanga mazima omwana w'omuntu teyajja kuweerezebwa wabula okuweereza n'okuwaayo obulamu bwe okununula abangi awo ne batuuka e Yeriko.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Yagamba ayagala okubeera omukulu.
The one wants to be great among you.
Kuweereza bonna.
He be a servant all.
Akati gwe tunuulira.
Now you look.
Papa yaweereza bonna oba bamuweereza.
Is the Pope serving all or they are serving him?
Oba amadiini ago.
Or in those religions.
Abakulu abaliyo be baweereza. Oba baweerezebwa.
They are the ones serving or they are being served.
Kale mu bulokozi.
In salvation.
Abakulu abo bakuweereza.
Those leaders are the ones serving us.
Oba olinga muddu kati
ate. It's you like a servant to them.
Bayirayo nga mbakomba obugalo ba
bishop. Their fingers the bishops.
Era okuwulira bishop.
You hear bishop.
Oyinza okuwa.
You can humble.
Naye ng'okusinziira Ibulaniya 13.
But according to Hebrews 13.
Bayibuli egamba.
Bible says.
Nti bw'ofuuka omuweereza w'abalala.
You become a servant of others.
Oyina okulabirira emyoyo gyabwe.
You must take care of their spirits.
Obeera mulabirizi waabwe.
You are a steward over them.
Nga bajja kubakubuuza.
And you'll be inquired of them.
Singa babula ne batatuuka mu bwakabaka bw'omu
ggulu. They get lost and never reach in heaven.
So eby'okugamba nti oli mukulu.
Now to say you are a leader.
Tetujja kulondanga.
We shall not always choose.
Naye kijja kuba ku buvunaanyizibwa bw'otutte.
Be upon the responsibility you've taken over.
Mu kuweereza.
In the serving.
Olaze ku fayo n'okubaana ba Katonda.
Have you shown you care of the children of God?
batwale mu maaso.
Take them ahead.
Nga tugamba oyo akulemberemu ekibinja ekyo.
This one lead that group.
Kubanga afuse muweereza waabwe.
Become a servant of them.
Ng'ekigambo kya Katonda
bwe kiri. Just as the word of God is.
Naye n'olonda bishop.
But you get a bishop.
Mbumu akukulira nga tomanyi ne gya tamanyi na gy'osula.
He doesn't know even where you sleep.
Tamanyi na bw'obeera.
He doesn't know how you live.
Ate gwe kyenkana gwe muweereza we.
As if it's you is their servant.
Kati kye mulina omumanya.
Now what you have to know.
Nti obufuzi bwa Roman Empire.
The rulership of the Roman Empire.
Oyita mu Roman Catholic.
Which part of the Roman Catholic.
Oganyiddwa ng'ensolo eyo
ey'okuna. Known as the fourth beast.
N'ekifaananyi kyayo.
Its image.
Bwayitamu bugenze mu buli nzikiriza.
Spread and moved in every belief.
Mu madini gonna na buli
nzikiriza. All religions and all beliefs.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Netugaanye kitugwanidde okusingana nga bwe kitiibwa.
It's required of us to honor each other.
Era n'okulowooza ngaabo abakozi ennyo mu ffe.
To think of those who worked much in us.
N'okugabana nabyo ne bye tulina.
And to share with them what we have.
N'okussaamu ekitiibwa Kristo oyo alabisibwa mu bo.
To honor the Christ who manifested in them.
Naye ali batugambye.
But they have told us.
Eby'obukulu tulina okusigala nga tuliweereza
baba. Leadership, we are meant to remain servants over all the others.
Abasinga bagamba.
Most people say.
Nti mu Yokaana esuula eyo eyabirimuya.
In John 21.
Nti Mukama waffe yalonda Peter.
That Jesus instated Peter to be the leader.
Kubanga yamugamba alabirire ekisibo kyange.
Told him take care of my flock.
Obulabirizi.
The stewardship.
Si kugambye kulira ekisibo kyange.
Not to say that lead my flock.
Yagamba ko kikulire.
Did he tell him to lead it?
Omwe mukufu gwe baatu okukulembera
bwe tukuliranga. The Holy Spirit is the one given to lead us, guide us.
Tusomeyo lino obudde.
Let's read there.
Tusomeyo. Baagamba nti akikulire.
They told him to lead it.
Yokaana esuula ey'abirimu emu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ettaano.
John 21 from verse 15.
Awo bwe baamala okulya, Yesu n'agamba Simooni Peetero nti, Simooni omwana wa Yokaana, onjagala okukira banno? N'amugamba nti, weewaawo Mukama wange, gw'omanyi nga nkwagala. N'amugamba nti, liisanga abaana b'endiga bange.
N'amugamba baliise ekigambo.
Feed them.
Two
of them have chosen you be the pope over them.
Yokaana 2:1, olunyiriri lwa 16.
John 21:16.
N'amugamba nate omulundi ogw'okubiri nti, Simooni omwana wa Yokaana, onjagala? N'amugamba nti, weewaawo Mukama wange, gw'omanyi nga nkwagala. N'amugamba nti, lundanga endiga zange.
N'amugamba lunda.
Told him take care of it.
Labirira.
You take care.
Baamugamba kulira.
Did they tell him to lead it?
Yokaana esuula ey'2:1, olunyiriri lw'17.
John 21:17.
N'amugamba omulundi ogw'okusatu nti, Simooni omwana wa Yokaana, onjagala? Peetero n'anakuwala kubanga amugambye omulundi ogw'okusatu nti onjagala. N'amugamba nti, Mukama wange, gw'omanyi byonna, gw'otegeera nga nkwagala. Yesu n'amugamba nti, liisanga endiga zange.
Baamugamba kuliisa.
They told him to feed the sheep.
Tebaamugamba genda ozifuulire paapa.
They didn't tell him go become a pope over them.
Naye bamukweteko mbu simanyi ye paapa yasooka.
They attached on him that is the first pope.
Era yalondebwa.
And was elected.
Baamulondera mu kizikiza eyo gye balondera.
They elect him in darkness as they elect to them.
Kubanga bino baabyogera n'abatume bawulira.
For this they spoke as the apostles all of them heard.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ate ekisinga okwewuunyisa.
But what surprises most.
Bagamba nti ate Yesu yalina omutume gwe yali asinga okwagala.
The apostle he loved.
Singa yali alonda paapa teyandironze
oyo. If he chose a pope, wouldn't he have chosen the beloved of his?
Oyo ye Yokaana era yawandiika.
That is John who wrote.
Mwagala kubanga yali muvubuka naye ng'okusalawo okwe.
He was a young boy, but
yali muvubuka ku bano babiri.
He was younger than the Peters.
Naye nga yasalawo amazima.
But he said the truth.
Ayagala kubeera wali Yesu.
Last era mu kifuba wali. Around Jesus' bosom.
Abantu baatuuka n'okutunula ne banyiiga n'okuyiga.
Others got angered even over that.
Abatumi ng'embeera z'ensi nga
zikyali. Just as the moods of the world were still in them.
Jesus is lacking in us. He's so much with John. Things were not like that.
Ye Kristo akwagala alinyisalemu yokwagala okusinzira ewoyo wayo gyali.
He is in the flow of love according to how you've committed yourself to him.
Apima love ye gyoli okusinzira ewoyo wayo gyali.
He measures his love towards you according to how you commit yourself to him.
Waliwo obutali bwenkanya ku nsonga eyo.
Is there anything which is not justified there?
Webabeera baana bo.
If they are your children,
omwana omwali namukufujjo
namala. One child is a bit stubborn and proud.
Namukakanira nnyo.
And another humbles so much to you.
Osinga kwagala.
Who do you flow with most?
Ekintu ekyo tekibaamu era.
That fish, is it, does it not appear?
Kati Yesu.
Now Jesus.
Okwagala kujoli.
His love to you.
Apima okusinzira kukwewa yo gyali.
Measures it according to how you commit yourself to him. Let's read brief here. Unless we winded up that issue.
Yokane sule ya bili mwemu. Nolu njiri yoru kumi. Nomu naana.
John 21 verse 18.
Daradara kukamba anti. Buwari yomu bubuka. Wesi vanga. Nogenda. Jo ya kala yuna. Na yebu olikadiwa. Oliko lori emikono jo. Omulala alikusiba alikutwala gy'otayagala yayogera bwatyo ng'alaga okufa kwalifa okugulumiza Katonda.
Yamugamba bidamanjawo wanabotuse okufa bagenda kutwala ofiire eyo.
He said when you reach your death they'll take you die from both ends
gy'otayagala
where you don't want
era okuva kwa Peter kubiri.
And the kick of Peter from the body wasn't crucified, he was imprisoned. And he died in prison. Now they said he died when crucified upside down. Prophecies had been released about him.
And
they told him they would tie you. And they would take you in a prison, be there. That's why you will send farewell. They told us they crucified him upside down. As if they contend with the prophecy of the Lord Jesus. You're not going to go in history with these people.
The history,
how the apostles went. Apostle Peter writes where
in
the of going rich, he began to send farewell while in prison.
Friend,
I'm about to leave the body, I'm going. Just as the Lord said. If you want to search out how the apostles went one by one.
Ask
the Lord to study it one by one how each one went. It was studied in scriptures, not stories.
I have
not any other book, brethren. We have one book, the Word of God.
John 21, verse 20. Yayogera bwatyo ng'alaga okufa kwalifa okugulumiza Katonda. Bwe yamala okwogera bwatyo n'amugamba nti ngoberera. Peetero bwe yakyuka n'alaba omuyigirizwa Yesu gwe yayagalanga ng'agoberera. Era oyo ye yagalamira mu kifuba kye ku mmere ey'ekyeggulo. N'agamba nti Mukama wange ani anaakulyamu olukwe.
Yali amanyi kati Yesu anna.
Jesus.
He's
told me take care of the flock. Now this one is the one who is always in his bosom. What kind of leadership is this?
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Oh no, you mean this way?
This was the disciple.
He
didn't ask where Jesus says
you are.
John.
Yes, Uraga Mango Verida.
When Jesus said, follow me.
He
said, let's follow. He's just moving. But Peter, we left our position. What are we going to get? Not that apostles spoke wrongly, but they loved. They lacked. John did have that.
We follow.
They have told him, take care of the flock.
He
remained there. And he goes to us. In Mark, where we read before, he asked, what are we going to get in this service?
And
he said, we left our home and our possessions. John did ask that. We left what? Let's go.
And
we see right in Revelation,
the
island of Patmos by the word of God.
It is
moving by the word, nothing else. That's why the Lord was giving a revelation, a great revelation. It's major.
It
that someone determined in the word. Why did God reveal me myself?
Apostles
chosen alone.
Love to
God, in your measurement, you measure it's equated how? Revelation, were you able to work for it? Now you can hear it as I give it to you. If they tell you
pass,
where I pass, they tell you follow, and you're following. Do you know where I left the physical family? Have you seen any of them here? Or you hear me, I've gone and I've spent a week with them there.
But
the body is too much in you, and your relatives in the flesh.
I
spent 8 years, they didn't know where I was. I took them children, they have grown like this. I married, they didn't know. I gave birth, they didn't know. And we are on one thing, follow. Jesus said, let's go. Now, he tries to show your love to Jesus. People say, why does this one understand? The level of revealing you bases on all that. He sees your love and says,
when
high speed pride will overtake them.
Let
me take time for you to understand the price and value of it gradually.
Finish
your time is
well.
You want to enter 9. John 21:21.
Petero weyachuka nalaba omuyigirizwa Yesu weyayagalanga ngagoberera eroyo yeyagalamira mu kifuba kye kumere ekyeggulo n'agamba nti mukama wange ani anakulyamu olukwe.
They saw him wrongly and said,
this boy ayagalamu Yesu
this one. Maybe he's the one.
He
spoke the one who betrayed him. If he's chosen, choosing was given responsibility.
Petro bwe yalaba oyo, n'agamba Yesu nti, Mukama wange, Nona alibachi.
You two prophesy upon him.
Alifatia.
How will he die?
How will
you love him so much beyond?
But together,
understand the things clear. A leader like you've been in charge before
means
that extreme rulership you've been thinking of to bring the synagogue and the and you're all on mission. But be with the morals and characters of God, children of the kingdom of heaven.
Yokani sura ya bili mwenu nolu nyirirwa bili mubiri
John 21:22.
Yesu namugamba nti bwenjagala yabeerawo okutuusa wendijira
bwenjagala yabeerawo pakalwe
komba men till I'll come back
ogwo kubiri
the second time
yagamba bwenjagala
he said if I want
waliwe kisajja kirie
there is a man out there
kisajja simusajja
he's a funny man.
Lucifer, when you
become a son of the devil, Lucifer himself. He walks
in
that it was written upon him that he will live until Christ will come back.
He's
even given protection, heavy protection.
But
he doesn't remember how things of church were. And he says that Jesus cursed him. That he will not die
in
Jesus. He quotes this scripture. He's protected heavily. He's married, given to children birth. He doesn't know even where others are. He says they were one of the people who crucified Christ. Who has heard of that man? When you read it, was he cast? Let's finish.
John 21:23. Songa Yesu. Yamugamba ngatalifa na yeti bwenjagala abeerawo okutuusa wendijira ofayo ki
yagamba bwenjagala mbaisaziyo
if I want I've decided it
angukiri Yesu akunagamba kumurundi gwe twatusoma kuma malaika bebi
I told you when we started ages of scales
mulugendo lwegu
in the journey of
aina ka switch akasukukuzi emyaka gye mabega
mukuru switch which can renew your years within you
no beerawo
and you live like the one who lived 400 years and he waited to be born. He waited Christ to be born.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That's how they took it. Let's read and finish here.
John 21:24. Nafe tumanyi ngokutegeza kwe kwa mazima.
Yawandika tumanyi.
He wrote, we know he's John.
Si yawandika.
He's not the one who wrote.
Gwe yali asimu okwagala.
He's the one he loved most.
Urokwe wayo kwenyoga.
For his commitment much to him.
Na yesi ngali aronda bakulu.
But if he chose leaders.
Ya dironzo.
He would have chosen him.
Si bintu byokulonda papa.
Things of choosing the Pope. And they attached to Peter.
God
first chose him.
He
just gave them responsibilities. And
at
the end, what concerns the key?
Amen.
The power which is given us. It wasn't given to Peter alone. The last. I wanted us to finish this thing today. Next Tuesday, we mount the beast with lamb horns like of the Lamb of God. The salvation which is false. And its church. Empire, which worships the Roman Empire, the image of the beast.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Matthew
16.
Matayo esule ye 16 n'olunyiriro 18.
Matthew 16 from verse 18.
Nange nkugamba nti gwe Petero, nange ndizimba ekkanisa yange ku lwazi luno. So n'emiryango egy'emagombe tegirigiyinza. Ndikuwa ebisumuluzo eby'obwakabaka obw'omu ggulu. Kyonna kyonna ky'olisiba ku nsi kirisibibwa mu ggulu. Kyonna kyonna ky'olisumulula ku nsi kirisumululibwa mu ggulu.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Alimuwa
ebisumuluzo. Give him the keys.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ekisumuluzo kino baakiwa ye yekka.
But this key was it given to only Peter?
Kubanga ekisumuluzo ye buyinza.
But the key is the authority.
Ye Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
He is the Holy Spirit.
Ate nga twatunuulira emitendera.
And the 12 of the criteria.
Ekyebisumuluzo bino
of these keys
twawulirako ne malayika w'obujja obutakomanga even ekisumuluzo
had angel of the bottomless pit with the keys
buno bubeera buyinza
this is authority
of Omwoyo Omutukuvu
of the Holy Spirit
naye okusira Matayo 18:18
go to Matthew 18:18
buli asalawo okukkiriza Yesu
whoever believes Jesus
aweebwa obuyinza bwono
is given this authority
Matayo 18 n'olunyiriro 18
Matthew 18:18
mazima mbagamba nti byonna bye mulisibwa ku nsi birisibibwa mu ggulu. Era byonna bye mulisumulula ku nsi birisumululibwa mu ggulu.
Bani bano? Peter yekka?
Peter alone?
Oba naffe abakkiriza
ffenna? Even all of us who believed.
Kubanga ajoyiniza agamba.
For it tells us.
Byonna bye munaasiba.
Whatever you will bind.
Ku nsi.
On the world,
this is where we
need to be born in heaven.
Yonna,
all
yimuna sumururu
will lose.
This sumururu,
it will be lost.
Abasumura bunate babana kisumururu.
Those who lose, we are not given a key.
Peter ya kirina.
Is Peter alone holding the key?
Oroza,
you think
Peter wa Roma
is the Peter of the Romans?
Ye Peter omutufu wa Bible.
Is the rightful Peter of the Bible?
Kanguliro yaitibwa Peter ne kisumuruzo.
Tell the one called Peter with the keys.
Ye Jupiter katonda wa Roma singo bukuru.
Jupiter, god of the Romans.
Akulira ba katonda ba Roma bonna.
Who leads all the gods of the Romans.
Genda ku mutekamu.
You go log in
internet yo buze Jupiter yana.
Ask who is Jupiter.
Ye akulira ba katonda.
He is the one who leads all the gods.
And he know buyizo bunji.
Had the extreme authority.
Ba katonda ba Roma.
The gods of the Romans.
Ebintu mwange birala buli
things have been very different all along.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Tuwe w'obuyinza.
Given authority.
Era kigambibwa bwe
kiti. And it is said like this.
Nti olunaku lw'osalawo okukkiriza Yesu.
The day you decide to believe Jesus.
Owe w'obuyinza.
You're given authority.
Okusinya bwe tusoma.
According to how you read.
Mu Yokaane sura esooka nyule 10.
In John chapter 1 verse 10.
Atusomeyo tuwulire.
Let's read there and we hear.
Yitamu bwangu.
Let's quickly read there.
Lero tutubudde.
They will take in time.
Naye ati tumaikufunye mu bibi.
But we've profited much.
Yokaane sura esooka olunyiriri olwe 10.
John chapter 1 verse 10.
Yali mu nsi, ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe. Era ensi teyamutegeera. Yajja mu matwale ge, naye abaali mu matwale ge tebamukkiriza. Naye bonna abamukkiriza yabawa obuyinza okufuuka abaana ba Katonda.
Obuyinza buno obuli.
This authority you hear of it.
Obutuwe bufuuka abaana ba Katonda.
Even as become children of God.
Kyekisumuluzo.
It's the key.
Kiweebwomu.
It's given one.
Nga Peter.
As Peter.
Oba kiweebwa ffenna.
Oh, given all of us.
Kubanga bikola by'abatume.
For in the Acts.
Sura eyokubiri.
Chapter 2.
Onyoli sooka n'okukwira.
Verses 1 to down.
Weyali agaba obuyinza
buno. When was given the authority.
Bagenda okulaba buli omu nga bamuwaako.
They saw each given.
Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
As by the Holy Spirit.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Waali.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Mutubenze mu kiroto lumu nalabaako nga banyingiza mu kisenge.
Apostle one day he saw in a dream that entered in a room.
Nga bade kufa.
They have given him the padlock and the keys. Was it meaning losing and binding? That is the Holy Spirit. He alone can bind or lose. And authority comes from him. We move on to use. Praise Jesus. He told us, all who believed him, he gave them the right which makes them children of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Have
you heard John 1, 10 to 12?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
And
after giving this authority,
we
see in Acts
2,
the Spirit comes on all.
Peter
gets
him,
disciples get him.
All
who believed,
we
are given the same Spirit.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
And
in Matthew 10,
he said,
I give authority on every demon and every sickness
to
heal.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in all, as we sum up,
yes,
praise Jesus. Apostle Peter says, on its authority, that it was given us and began to give us all we need
in
this life and for serving God. Not he alone as one, but all of us. Let's read 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and we finish. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
Kubanga obuyinza bw'obwa Katonda bwe bwatuwa byonna eby'omubulamu buno n'okuweereza Katonda.
Yes, he was praise Jesus. He said all of us
who
decided to believe God,
obuyinza obwo tulinabo,
his authority we have it,
era busobola okutugabirira,
it can provide for us,
busobola obukozesa okusiba,
we can use it to bind or to lose.
Ye mwoyo atukulemberamu ng'abaana ba
Katonda, Spirit leads us as children of God. In the Romans
8,
verse 14, all led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. He went and leads and they have shut, he opens, after he closes out the evil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So you're
that's our key, which is mighty, which is given us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
don't again be deceived that they gave it to St. Peter, they built St. Peter Basilica upon Apostle Peter. That is the one with the key. That whoever is put to be the Pope has the keys of heaven. They shouldn't lie to you. For we understood the key given to all of us who believe Jesus, to be able to lose or burn. For Jesus is saved. Praise Jesus. On the other Tuesday, in the skin of the devil, we come back to the beast with horns like of the Lamb of God. Salvation which is false. And it's there to cause people worship the image of the beast, the image of the Roman Empire, the Roman Catholic Church. God bless you. Thank you for coming.